that friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is April 25th, year 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Open Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And the topic for our daily devotion today is When You Pray, Part 1. The topic once again is When You Pray, Part 1. A memory verse is taken from Colossians 4, Chapter 2. Colossians 4, Chapter 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Let's do it one more time. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Colossians 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. A Bible reading this morning is taken from Mark chapter 1, from verse 30 to 36. Mark 1, 30 to 36. I'm reading the NLT version. Now Simon's mother-in-law was sick in the bed with high fever. They told Jesus about her right away. So he went to her bedside, took her by the hand, and helped her to sit up. Then the fever left her, and she prepared a meal for them. That evening after sunset, many sick and demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. The whole town gathered at the door to watch. So Jesus healed many people who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons. But because the demons knew who he was, he did not allow them to speak. Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. Later, Simon and others went out to find him. That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic again is When You Pray, Part 1. Prayers is a very powerful tool given to us by God for regular communication with Him. As powerful as this tool is, it is rather unfortunate that many people don't use it at all, while some who do fail to make the best of it. The first thing that must be in place for you to pray effectively is focus. All distraction must be done away with. The devil knows that you need to be completely focused to get the best out of your prayer time. And this is why you usually remember some not too important things that can distract you during prayers. One of the reasons you see many men of God praying when everyone is asleep is that they don't want to be distracted. In Mark 1:35, Jesus Christ woke up before daybreak to pray while others were asleep. He went to a secluded place to pray. You must try to remove distraction. Find a secluded place where you can always go to pray. That secluded place could be your closet or any other place without distraction. Anyone who does not regularly go to a secluded place to pray will eventually grow cold spiritually. I'm saying this from experience. Many years ago, God pointed my attention to the fact that I was growing cold. He asked me, "When last did you spend quality time in my presence? Do you remember when you used to worship me in your car so much that my presence will fill the car, and you will have to park by the roadside because tears will fill your eyes?" I responded, "Yes, Lord, I remember. But that was before I had a driver. If I worship you that much, now and my driver sees tears in my eyes, he will think something is wrong. He responded, "Oh, it is my fault that I gave you a driver." I quickly apologized. That night, I left the house when everyone had slept to pray in the auditorium. The moment I started worshiping, the tears came rolling down. I've been praying all a while, but the major difference was that I had not been going to a secluded place to pray, and that had made me grow cold. Now, I've made it a habit to pray in a secluded place, and my fire has increased greatly as a result. This is the end of today's daily devotion. The action point today is ensure you pray regularly in a secluded place. Let somebody shout, Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I see you tomorrow.